Welcome, everybody, to the Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast, the podcast where we give you the tools to withstand and recover from difficult times. I'm your co-host, Coach Alton, and I'm joined by
Coach Ricardo.
And today, you guys, we have a very special guest. Stanley Dietrich is a certified brain health trainer, a life coach, a postural alignment specialist, and a licensed neuroencoding specialist. He is also the founder of 360 Life Without Limits, which is an organization whose focus is on helping people live free from limitations. Thank you for joining us, Stanley.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm honored to be here with you.
Yeah.
So we've got a really young podcast. We're not many episodes in here, and you get to be our first non-member guest. We connected with you at, we connected with you 2 years in a row at the Whitley County Business Expo. And
yeah.
We really have been impressed by what you're doing and how you approach health. And very excited. We wanted to get this word out. We like to partner with local businesses who are making an impact and changing lives. And so we're very excited to have you as our first local business guest on the podcast.
Well, I feel honored to be that guest. So thank you.
Yeah. Here we go.
All right. So for the viewers that may not know you, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do.
Well, what I focus on right now is being a peak performance specialist. And what I mean by that is I look at the body as one unit. And just like we have a house, if the living room catches on fire, you can't use the rest of the house really because it's inconducive. So we can't separate the body into different segments. So as a peak performance specialist, I'm focusing on the brain, on the heart, on the health, on the posture, and on the spirit. And you cannot separate those because if you do, you find yourself really getting into trouble. So that's why I bring all of these four quadrants of the body, those that we can see and those that we can't see, and create an overall experience of health. And health is our wealth, not the stuff we got in the bank account, because as we've seen that diminishes, but our greatest wealth is our health. And why add years to a life if you're not adding life to those years?
Hey,
and this
exactly.
is this is the paradigm that I seek to change. So that's a little bit about what I do and why I do it.
Yeah, awesome. So you talked a little bit about it with the mind, body, and spirit. And recently, the Journey 333 founder Travis Barnes, I heard him speaking at a conference, and he was talking about the importance of training all of those aspects. And that's what actually one of the three threes that stand for in Journey 333. So tell us a little bit about that. How do you exactly coach all those aspects?
So a little background about me. I was a preacher for 14 years. So I planted two churches. So my faith is in God. I call him God. And that's who he is. And what I understand is that I don't talk about religion because the Bible is not a book about religion. It's a book about kingdom. It's a book about a relationship. And it's not a pie in the sky kind of relationship. It's the connection that we have with our creator. And it is a source that it gives us the intuition. It gives us the understanding. And when we began to understand who we were created in the image of, then we understand that we were created to create. And this is why, you know, I call my business 360 Life Without Limits. It's because we are really an unlimited person, every single one of us, but we've been programmed to think differently. And so I bring the spirit in, I bring my faith in without quoting scripture. I don't have to quote scripture. But what I do is I share my faith in the way that I present myself. And I make people question, what is missing? What is it that he has that I might want some more of? Okay. It's just like going by, if you see a line of people standing outside of a restaurant and you've never been there before, you're going to ask the question, what's in there that I haven't had before? And so when I'm talking to people, I want to give that same kind of presentation, is what's in him that I haven't had before? And what if it looks different than what's been programmed in my mind? And I'll leave it at that. How's that sound?
I love it. You know that I just love listening to what you're saying. A friend and mentor of mine a long time ago says, the first thing God tells him about himself in the scriptures. So, here he is going to reveal himself through a written word, which in and of itself is pretty cool. The creator wants to have this, right? He's going to tell you who he is. And the first thing he says, the first line is, "In the beginning, God created."
Yes.
And it's the first thing he says about himself. And my friend, my mentor said to me, "And we are never more alive than when we are creating."
That's right. Yeah.
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 He's a creator and we are too. It's a wonderful fingerprint. Just like you might say, "Oh, I can tell you're his son. You talk like him," or you have these mannerisms like your dad. We show the fingerprints of God on our lives. He's a creator, so are we. I love what you're saying there. It really resonates deeply with me.
Yeah, that's great stuff there. Yeah, for us. Next, so kind of looking into your background, I understand you didn't really have a traditional childhood, and you experienced a lot of resilience. Had to help out around the house at a young age. So
Yeah.
tell us a little bit about the podcast is about resilience. So how did that resilience, having that resilient childhood, help to build you into the man that you are today?
Well, to say that I had a colorful childhood would be an understatement. And I grew up in a non-traditional way. My mom was from Egypt, so she was not going to marry, or she was not going to raise American children. She was going to raise Egyptian children. Okay. And
Gotcha.
Egyptian children are seen and not heard.
And
That
this is
was
in the U.S. You were in the
In the
U.S.
U.S., yes. So I
Okay.
was born in California. I was raised in America, but she was not going to have, the American child, because she saw the gamut that was taking place in the 60s. And so a turn of events, she married wrong. Her second marriage, she married wrong, and we ended up. I tell people that we were so poor that we didn't have the second O in the in poor, and the termites had to hold hands just so that the building didn't fall over. And when I say that, in essence, part of that is true, because it was, I mean, I stole food out of dumpsters and brought it home. I stole clothes out of Goodwill boxes, so I hope I'm past the limitations of being prosecuted for that. But I did, and it was a way of survival. And I learned survival at an early age, but I also learned the ethics of work. At 8 years old, I was bringing home money, and I was mowing lawns with not a motorized mower, but one of those sickle mowers, for $1 a lawn.
Wow.
And I'll keep it short, but when I was 9 years old, I had a heat stroke, and I ended up in the hospital. And I then when I got out of the hospital, my life really changed, and I began to see that there had to be a better way. And so at 8 years old, before I was 9 years old, I said, there's got to be a better way. And I never ever wanted to live poor again. And so I learned the ethics of work. I had three paper routes at the same time. I was barely tall enough to look over my handlebars on my bicycle, and I had a basket in the front and a basket in the back. And this is when, you had paper boys delivering newspapers, and I had two Sunday routes. So understanding that ethic of work, it was ingrained into me, and I never wanted to live the way that I was living that way. And so I carried that into my future. And I did things when people asked me if I could do it, I said, yeah, I could do it. And I didn't know how I was going to do it. I would have dug a ditch with a spoon and proved that I could do it. And that's the way that I went about my life. And as I got older, and the reason that I coach, and I'll bring this story to a circle here, a 360, is that I understand that what makes people is the programs that they have. And this is what I am as a neuroencoding specialist. So when you think of neuro, you think of the brain. So the encoding that takes place, the programming that takes place, is what determines how a person is going to live their life. And what I want to do is break that down. And I'm trained in a handful of modalities that I'm specialized into breaking that down and bringing about transformation, bringing the path to transformation, and turning, maybe don't let your reality be your reality. And most people allow their reality to create their personality instead of their personality creating their reality. And there's where the mindset, it's not just a mindset, but it's a heart set, mindset, physical set, because now you're releasing chemicals in your body, just as you do, you see this happen in the gym. And Alton, you are going to be a senior next year, and you shared with me that you enjoy wrestling. Well, if you take those chemicals that you have in your mind and you go out on a mat and you say, I'm not going to win. This guy is so good. He's a national champion. I mean, he's got national. If you start talking that way, your body releases those chemicals. Now you're programming yourself, and now you've raised your cortisol levels. And when you do that on a continual basis, now this is why people live in a state of stress. And what I help them do is reframe it and take their senses as a neuroencoding specialist and say, what is it that you're seeing? What is it you're feeling? And what is it that you're hearing? And most of it is coming from the voice within. Now I'll shut up because you really got to shut me up. When I got on a roll like this talking, this is what I love to do. I love to inspire people to become their ultimate self. See, I told you I was going to shut up, and I didn't, right?
Yes,
I love it,
you're
man.
in your passion.
Yeah, you got
Okay.
great stuff. I love it, man. Yeah.
These are, and this again resonates so closely with us and how we're trying to coach people. I was just having a conversation yesterday with a client. She had run a Spartan race after just 4 weeks of training with us. And this particular Spartan race was down all the way in near Cincinnati, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, on a ski slope. So compared to many other Spartan courses, the elevation changes were
Oh,
extreme.
yeah, I heard it was 3,000 feet of elevation throughout the course total.
And I mean, some of the things you're carrying, I mean, you're just really on some steep incline. So it's Spartan on a very tough terrain. And she again had been training just 4 weeks with us. And she was saying to me, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready for that. I said, but you finished it. So you were ready. You weren't prepared, but you were ready. Right. And so the mindset of, oh, I can't, I can't. And she didn't have the I can't mindset. She kept going and kept going. I was so proud of her. But as you say, we can mold reality rather than accepting, oh, well, this is my limitation. Find out, don't we, that those limitations are mostly self-created,
They are.
that prison we end up living in of, oh, I don't think I can do it. Well, therefore, I can't do it, right? Or I believe I can do it, and therefore, I do.
Exactly.
Yeah, my brother, he went to a wrestling camp last week, and he was saying one of the coaches had told the story where this guy was doing a test, and the guy had to stick his hand through a hole in the wall, and then the researcher was telling the man that he was burning his arm, when in reality he was actually putting ice on it. And so every day he'd come in, stick his hand through the wall, and be telling the man that he was burning his arm.
Burning you,
Yeah, I'm burning you. But he was putting ice on it, and then what was it, a week,
Overnight,
overnight? Oh yeah, so overnight he came back, and the man had a burn on his arm just because of the reality that he had created in his mind, because the mind is such a powerful tool.
It is, and the thing of it is that most of us haven't been trained how to use the most powerful tool that we have. So we've allowed somebody to take this computer. So as a neuroencoder, what I'm doing is I'm taking the hardware and I'm turning it into the software. So if you have a phone and you don't do an update, guess what happens? It can't run. And now you got a phone that you throw away. Now a phone is a material object, but imagine how many people throw their life away because they've allowed a program to run them, making them believe that they're something that they're not. And this is the calamity of life. You know, it's not that complex, but it is a reprogramming of all the different programs that come in. And you know, one of the things is, what is the first thing that you say to yourself in the morning, every day?
For me, it's I gotta get out of bed sometimes, and I got those early morning classes. I gotta roll out.
Yeah.
I gotta coach early in the morning sometimes.
Yeah. When somebody says, "Oh man, it's another Monday. I hate Mondays." Well, guess what happens? They've already set their course before they leave the house.
That's right. That's
But
right.
now, if you get up and say, "How can I show up in the best image that I was created for this day?" Now it changes. Now your mind goes into this creative mode and goes, "I could do a Spartan."
Yes, right. And
Yeah.
instead of approaching it of I have to go to work, I get to go to work because there's people looking for jobs that can't find them, and I get a chance today
Exactly.
of
Exactly.
tackling a problem of how is this going to make me better? How can I solve this that other people can't? Rather than, oh, wow, I can't believe I have to put up with this. And
Yeah.
it's amazing. I know that you and I are both people of faith, and one of the things that the master said is the eye is the lamp of the body. If the eye is good, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, the darkness, your whole body will be full of darkness, and how deep that darkness will be. And he is telling us there is real power on how you choose to see and look at what is coming your way in life. Not just on a large scale, but even on a daily scale of how am I going to handle this today? Some people will tell us we do a thing called DECA here. We're first DECA affiliate in Indiana, and it's 10 functional fitness stations. And we'll tell people, hey, you really want to do a DECA because you want to see that your body is performing better. And we'll actually have people tell me, oh, I can't do that. I would die.
Right.
Well, you've just set yourself up to fail instead of succeed.
Right. Right.
So, at your business, 360 Life Without Limits, you work with people who are living in pain on a daily basis. A lot of people live with that daily pain, whether it's their back hurts so bad or hip pain or all the things. And one of the quotes I saw on your website that I thought was really great is living life, live with intention, not limitation. So, tell us a little bit about what the process looks like when someone decides to work with you. How do you help them live life with intention rather than living in constant pain?
Okay, so that's a great question, and the idea is that rather than run through a program, here again, it is having an intention. What is it that you would like? What is it that you want? So when people ask me, you know, can you get me out of pain? And I say, what is it that you'd like to do that you haven't been able to do? And then they'll be able to share that with me. And then I talk about, you know, what does that look like? What would that give you the experience? What would that give you the possibility to do? And when people can begin to paint the image of what it is that they'd like because they've been limited, let's say through pain, now you create this image in their, they've created their own image. So they're the creators of their future. I get to guide them. So when I look at a body, when somebody comes to me and says, my shoulder's hurting, I say, well, okay, that's great. And they go, what do you mean that's great? I go, well,
Not this answer you would
a
expect.
symptom that you're aware of, but why is your shoulder hurting you? And they say, well, because I did something with my shoulder. And I go, what? What if it wasn't? What if it was actually more connected to the other parts of your body? And if I could show you how to eliminate that, not manage it, but to eliminate it. And elimination of pain, okay, so wellness is not the absence of pain. Wellness is the absence of limitations.
I
Okay.
like that.
And as I said in the beginning, our greatest wealth is our health. I don't want to add years to somebody's life. I want to add life to their years. So as I look at the body as a unit from head to toe, inside and outside, I go, what is going on that this symptom that's showing up? And Western medicine is symptomatic driven. So it's symptom, then drugs, and then surgery. And I say, what if we challenge the narrative and you are your greatest physician? Now, I'm not against doctors, okay? But here again, I'm against the Western medical model because it's not about health. It's about keeping you sick or keeping you in pain and then putting you on drugs. Now, that's my belief. That's my theory. And I look at it, go, why do you have that pain in your shoulder? And when we break that down and I look at how the feet are positioned, you say, what do feet have to do with the shoulder? Well, it's a kinetic chain. It's the end of the kinetic chain in one respect, and it's the beginning in another. So if somebody walks differently, like they carry their hip, guess what it's going to do? It's going to affect their hip. It's going to affect their shoulder. It's going to affect their back. It's going to affect their gait. The gait is how their stance is. So I can automatically tell when I watch people, I'm a people watcher, and I'm going, man, I could help you. I could help you. I could help you. I could help you. And this is the passion of a coach, and living with intention is making the greatest impact on the world that's around me, because I have a limited amount of time and I don't know what my days are, but they're already numbered. And what I want to do is make the greatest impact on every person that I possibly can. And I see pain. I saw pain as a child with my mom, and I said, there's got to be a better way. And I saw pain growing up, and I said, there's got to be a better way, whether it's financially, physically, mentally, or spiritually. I saw a lot of spiritual pain. So when we don't separate the body from the symptom, now we say, what are all the elements that are included in this? And what can we address? And that's the approach that I take.
Awesome. Yeah, great example of treating the problem and not just the symptom, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
which is better for the long term.
Yeah. The sight of pain is never, let me repeat that. The sight of pain is never the source of pain. It is never the source of pain. Okay, so you have a gym and you have weights in your workout room. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, now imagine that facility is loaded with people and they're doing an exercise with those weights. Now, remove all the weights. Imagine this, there's no weights. Now, what is the position of the body and the motion of that body without the added weight? It's the fundamental practice of the human experience. Now, if we take that fundamental and we keep it, incorporate it, and now we add the weights, now you've got a strong body. Now you've got a fully function. You don't have just an activity. And this is where we see people really throwing weights around. You know, they're doing hammer curls and they're
Yes.
bringing it up here and they're locking out. Well, I hate to tell you, but you're not doing your body any
You're
good.
not helping
Okay.
yourself at all.
Oh my gosh. You know, I just cringe when I see these kids or even adults, and they're just throwing them up like this, and then they drop them and they think, you know, that's not where you build muscle. And
Right.
you know, it is in that control and it is in that stopping point, is keeping that resistance there. That's where that muscle
Preach, preach,
yeah.
tell them.
So this is how the body operates. And you know, I have in my capacity or my access in the program that I use about 800 different exercises. And I don't give all 800 to my clients. I create specific designed exercises to, one, mitigate rotation, number two, to eliminate the dysfunction, and to create a functional body that is vertically loaded. Now, when your body is straight, now you can build strength. You cannot build strength if your body is not straight. It's almost impossible. You just create dysfunction.
You just exacerbate the dysfunction. So, listeners and viewers of our podcast, let me just reiterate here. When you are coming in to work out, the foundation of fitness, and I've said this many times during our demos here, and I love that they're hearing it from another source. That's why I was getting so excited over here. Here you are from a totally, from a different company, a whole different, approach, not entirely different, but a much different approach than ours. But the foundation is the same thing. We're saying the foundation of fitness is going to be stability, right? Keeping that spine aligned, keeping the body, holding the position, right? So stability is the foundation. And if you can't hold the position, then, we got to start there, right? And then it's mobility. Are we working through the range of motion? The full range of motion and working correctly. And then let's add load. So stability, then mobility, and then load. So listeners to the podcast, if you're a member here, hopefully this is ringing a bell for you. If you don't train with us, and maybe you're doing at-home workouts or another place, here's a great just nugget of gold for you that Mr. Dietrich is bringing that, hey, don't just start throwing that weight around. We've got to start with the basics and work our way up to
Right.
adding load. I love it. Keep going. What else you got?
Yeah, well, that's it. I don't want to see people carrying this pain. So, the idea that it's age related, that is the biggest myth, right next to no pain, no gain. And you know this. When people say, well, no pain, no gain, well, no, pain is not going to give you gain, right? There's a difference. And
Right.
when we buy into this myth that I have people that will come to me and they tell me that they have arthritis in their knee. And I go, oh, why is that? And they say, well, it's because I'm getting old. Or they say it's in their shoulder, their elbow, wherever. And I say, really, it's age related. And they say, yeah. And I said, well, where did you get that information? Well, that's what everybody says, and that's what my doctor says. Just, it's just part of it, nothing to worry about. I said, really? So you have two knees, you have two elbows, you have two shoulders. Do you have that arthritis in the other shoulder, knee, or hip? And they say, well, no. I said, did you get it at a different time? And they,
How did this shoulder get to be so much older than the good
yeah,
one?
exactly. So it is dysfunction and compensation. And you can watch a star athlete run down a field like a gazelle. And when they stop running, they're starting to limp. It's because their body has learned to compensate for the dysfunction that is on the other side of the body. Now, when they're in a normal motion, now they show their dysfunction. So they're really not faking it. And when I understood this principle, when I understood this philosophy and really the fundamental of anatomy is that our body is constantly compensating for a dysfunction, and we can succeed in one area in our life and fail in another. Well, physically, you can do the same thing if you don't intercept it. And what I want to do is, intercept that alongside of the athlete. Don't have to be an athlete, but it can be. I've worked with people that are 6 years old all the way to 87 and a half. After a full stroke, I've got one client that's got Parkinson's, and our results have been phenomenal. I have one lady in Colorado who was 75 when she started working with me, and she couldn't walk 100 feet to her mailbox without pain. And she'd had this pain in her groin for years. And we started working together, and 6 months later, she started walking miles a week. Now she walks 36 miles a week, and she just turned 78 years old.
There we go.
Okay. So this is adding the value and the quality of life. And then she also began to coach with me as well. And talk about someone who was hidden when she was growing up. She is no longer hidden. She is outspoken. She's a leader in her church. She's doing care service. It's just amazing to watch people in their transformation. And that's the beauty of of just extrapolating what's already inside of them and bringing it out. And that's the gift that I have.
That's great. Yeah. So I guess a question I had would be, so you said you work with her in Colorado. Do you predominantly work with people virtually, or do you have, or
yes,
in person, or how does that
work? Yeah. So especially in my postural therapy, I work with people from New York to Beverly Hills. I have clients in Canada. I've worked with the blind. And I actually had one client in Saudi Arabia, and that was a time challenge because they're 12-hour difference. Okay. But the idea is that being virtual, they don't have to leave their home. So people will ask me, are you a chiropractor? And I say, no, I actually have chiropractors that send me their clients. And it's because I'm focusing on the muscle moving the bones, not bones trying to move muscles, because it doesn't work. So you go get adjusted, and I love chiropractors. So you go get adjusted, and it's great. You go get massage therapy. It's great. But if you haven't trained the muscles how to operate, then the bones are following.
Incredible insight that we have to get. We have to work with the foundation. Let's get it working in the right order. And the muscle, you know, I mean, you can have a great skeleton, nice, strong bones. But if that connective tissue isn't strong and holding it in place, then, you know, you're going to be so much more prone to injury, and your posture, of course, is not going to be good. Yeah. So I definitely love what you're saying there. Let's focus on getting, and not just strength, but the right kind of strength in your body so that your body can perform how it's supposed to. And when we say perform, we don't mean that you're going to go win a Super Bowl. We mean perform your activities of daily living first and foremost. And then if we want to go beyond that, we can. It's really interesting to me how much work, well, 10 or 20 years, maybe, how much research has come out and work has been done on muscle fascia and the importance of that system through our whole body of holding everything in place, and strength that exists through our entire body that is independent of muscle mass, right? And so there's so much in our body that, as you have said, needs to work together as one system and not be isolated and torn apart, but instead let's build it all up together. It's really beautiful.
So one thing that you and Ricardo share in common is you have a background in ministry prior to getting into the coaching business. So how do you feel like that background in ministry, you kind of spoke about it a little bit, but how do you feel like that has influenced you in your occupation now as a coach?
Well, God gave me two ears, one mouth. Now, I haven't proven that here very well today because I'll let me, but I'm a very good listener. So I'm listening to what it is that my clients or somebody that is even just inquiring, what is it that they're saying? And I allow the spirit to listen carefully. Where is that feeling of brokenness? And where is that feeling of isolation? And where did it begin with? And how is it residing in the body? And so I bring that gentleness in, and I say, you know, I do like Jesus did. He did a lot of listening. And then he also brought up the fact that he said, you know, you've heard it said, but I tell you. And when you know, when you hear the truth and you know the truth will set you free. And, you know, another verse that goes along with that, and 2,500 years ago, neuroencoding was actually being presented. And I'll tell you how I know that. If you go to Romans 12:2, it says, be transformed by renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. Now, they were saying renewing your mind. They knew that there was neuroplasticity back then. It just took 2,500 years to catch up. We're not stuck with the brain that we have, and you don't have to believe every stupid thing that your brain thinks. Okay.
Yes.
It is because of the programming. And so I bring that into my ministry, and I it is a ministry. What I do is a ministry. I bring that in the respect that, hey, I work with people of all faiths, and even of what they say is no faith, but they've got faith in no faith. And I am a resemblance of a light, and I allow that light to shine in a dark area. You know, here's the thing. If you could push the clouds away, it doesn't mean that the sun just existed. The sun is
so well said.
Always there.
Well said.
And if you just push them away, you just reveal what was there. What I want to do is I help people. I push that away, help reveal what's inside of them so that they can experience the life that God intended for them to experience.
I one time was walking in a field with my brother, who is a pilot, and it was a fall day. We were actually hunting, and we were walking through this field. And it was a fall, totally cloudy, drizzly, gray day. And my brother says to me, "Do you know what it's like at 20,000 feet?" Kind of look at him like, "What?" And he says, "Sunny and beautiful." And you're saying there reminds me of that. The sun's still shining, and I just need to change my perspective to be able to see it. Exactly. And sometimes we need help with that. Or not many times. We need somebody to help remind us of what's on the other side of those clouds.
Exactly.
And I think it's beautiful that you're able to do that with people.
Yeah, that's an amazing story, Cher, and I had no idea. You know, so just the synchronicity of that story, and you immediately went to a story that you could correlate with that. That's yeah. What coincidence is. That's a divine intervention and a divine intersection of two different experiences that collide together. So,
yeah,
thank you.
I define a coincidence as a miracle where God chooses to remain anonymous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of the things, Mr. Stanley, that we like to ask, we don't, you know, we obviously had things we wanted to ask you about, and we wanted our listeners to hear about, you know, our members or other listeners to hear from you and the things you're sharing. But sometimes we might not ask the right question. And so we like to, as we come to the end of our time together, just ask you, is there anything else you want to share, any piece of advice or something that we haven't covered today that you think would be really great for people to know?
The only thing that I'd close with is this, is challenge the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge the narrative, because there's nobody that's in a white coat that knows you more than you do. No white coat knows you more than you do. And you have the responsibility and the right to your own existence to challenge the narrative and ask the questions. And if you get told that that's just the way that it is, I'd say, go get another opinion. And if you've been struggling with pain and you want, and you can see that there is a difference, reach out to any one of us, any one of us three, you know. Find someone. Don't live with pain. Don't manage pain. Pain is not manageable. It's not designed to be manageable. It is designed to be eradicated, and eradicated in a systematic way. And it's designed in a special way just for you. Your exercises will be different spiritually, mentally, and also health-wise that are going to be different from your neighbor. So don't just go to Dr. Google and try to diagnose your symptom, okay? Mm-hmm. Quit chasing symptoms and let's get to the root cause. Whether it's you want to run a Spartan race, you know, get a hold of Coach Ricardo and Alton, okay? They'll get you the training. If you want to get out of pain, you want to get your body into a functional design, get a hold of me. And together we can team up and show you the champion that you are already. It just has to be revealed.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love challenging the narrative. Like you said before, it's, oh, well, you're just getting older. I'm too old for that. Or I can't, let's challenge that narrative. Why is that necessarily true? You're not too old. There's people older than you doing it. Come on.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Well, I have a bad knee. There's lots of people with bad knees. Come on. Let's challenge that narrative. So as you've said, Mr. Dietrich, you have some expertise And we definitely are happy to expose our clients and any of our listeners to that expertise and ways that you could help them. So if they want to get a hold of you and get some more of what you have to offer, how can they do that?
They can go to 360lifewithoutlimits.com and they can book a virtual coffee. It's a complimentary call. It's a 30-minute call. And just book that call. If you've got questions, if you just want to inquire, what are the possibilities? I say possibilities are probabilities just waiting to be revealed. So, let's do that. Let's explore. And it costs you nothing. Cost you nothing. 30 minutes. Okay. That's a drop in the ocean for a possibility that could turn into a probability that could create a different outcome. So the 360lifewithoutlimits.com virtual coffee, and you schedule at your convenience.
Yeah, hop on there and do that. If you're thinking about, you've probably spent 30 minutes scrolling today, and you can invest that 30 minutes in something that could really change your life in a very positive direction.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us today. I love listening to you talk. I can definitely tell you this is something you're very passionate about, and you have a lot of wisdom and expertise in your field. Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has. God bless you, Mr. Dietrich.
All right.
As always, if you are interested in finding out more about training with us, you can reach out to our phone number, 260-723-5333, or you can get a hold of Coach Alton.
The best way to reach out to me on Instagram, AltonMolinex17 underscore, or on Facebook at Alton Molinex. And what's the best way to contact you, Coach?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook as Ricardo Molinax or Instagram as coach.ricardo. And again, right now is a great time for you. Before you forget about it, jump on. Say the website again, Mr. Dietrich.
360 Life
360.
Without Limits.
360 Life Without Limits. Jump on that right now. Book that 30-minute phone call. You won't regret it. As you've heard today, he has a lot of wisdom and some great things for you, and those 30 minutes will be well spent. All right, take care.